Triple Bahoot, Jabari Parker, decision to go pro. It's all ahead with Patrick Johnson. It's 10 o'clock.
With all news all day, this is the Triangle's News Authority. News Radio 680 WPCF, Raleigh, North Carolina, on the Curtis Media Group Station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapane. The confirmed death toll from this week's ferry sinking off South Korea stands at 28. But with some 270 high school students and other passengers still missing, it's sure to go higher. Today, a 29th life was lost.
Police tell us that the vice principal from that school, who was rescued from the ferry, was found hanging from a pine tree. It's believed to be a suicide. It seems the grief was too much to bear.
CBS has set phone reporting from South Korea via Skype. Also today, prosecutors asked for arrest warrants for the ship's captain and a pair of crew members. They say the captain was away from the wheelhouse and the junior officer was attempting to turn the ship when it rolled over and capsized. Divers were able to get inside the ferry today but reported finding no signs of anyone alive. An avalanche on Mount Everest has taken the lives of a dozen Nepalese Sherpa guides. Three others are missing. Alan Arnett has scaled Mount Everest four times.
This shows that Everest is a very, very dangerous mountain. And for anybody, from a Westerner to a Sherpa, they're taking their lives into their hands when they attempt this mountain.
Here at home, a 24-year-old father in Homosassa, Florida, has been charged with murder for allegedly smothering his infant son. Sheriff's Captain David DiCarlo says the father wanted to play video games and the baby wouldn't stop crying.
I've never seen anything like it. I just didn't believe it. And when talking about the video game and getting upset, a child crying, it just makes your stomach turn.
Russia has agreed to stop backing the ethnic Russian separatists who've taken over government buildings in eastern Ukraine. But CBS's Holly Williams, reporting from Donetsk, tells us that's had no impact on the protest.
To their mind, their demands are pretty simple. They want a referendum on the future of eastern Ukraine. Some of them want an independent state, some of them just want more autonomy, but all of them are deeply suspicious of Ukraine's government in Kiev.
A robot submarine supplied by the U.S. Navy is back in the Indian Ocean trying to home in on wreckage from Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. CBS's Shannon Van Sant has the latest from Beijing.
So far, the vessel has scanned 42.5 square miles of ocean floor, but has failed to find any wreckage. Malaysian officials say investigators may deploy more underwater submersibles over the next few days.
Mazda is recalling more than 100,000 tribute SUVs that are 10 years old or more. In cold weather states, parts of the frame could rust, allowing a wheel control arm to separate, causing a loss of steering control. Good Friday observances are taking place across the Christian world today. Michael Wade traveled from Miami to witness the procession in Jerusalem, retracing the steps of Christ to his crucifixion on Calvary.
It's one thing to sit in a church and BOS and care about everything that happened 2,000 years ago, and it's a very different feeling to be in a place where it actually did take place.
The stock market is closed today in observance of Good Friday. This is CBS News.
Vehicle maintenance is time-consuming. You have to make an appointment, find a ride to take you back to work or home, or arrange for alternate transportation. It's an interruption in your normal schedule. King's Auto Service has taken that interruption and made it a convenience. King's is happy to provide not only free shuttle service, but they will pick you up and deliver within a five-mile radius. Are your headlamps hazed and cloudy? This is normal for older cars and can affect the amount of light your headlamps produce. In many cases, King's can restore an almost new look to your headlamp. Now, until the end of March, King's is discounting this service by $30. For a cost of only $69.95, you can see the road more clearly and improve the appearance of your vehicle. King's Auto Service, 1039 Northwest Street in downtown Raleigh, and now open for your convenience on Saturday. On the web at kingautomotive.com.